Housing cuts cost life. Susan Muner, Social Housing Action Campaign, SHAC. We gathered outside Peabody head office on the evening of the 19th of February to make the point that cuts to the community and neighborhood services cost lives and are counterproductive. Housing Association Peabody plans to drastically cut its neighborhood managers and has already done away with the community services team. The organization has already lost valuable staff trained to intervene in domestic violence, abuse, and antisocial behavior cases. A depleted team remains, with less time, fewer resources, and less specialist expertise for supporting tenants, residents, and service users. One tenant said, "We've had three neighborhood managers in as many months. We now have an interim neighborhood manager who's got 1,000 properties to deal with." Many staff leaving work welcomed the action, took leaflets, and described the constant change and restructuring that the Peabody executive has inflicted on the organization. One person said, "Every time a new executive member comes in, you know there's going to be another restructure. It wastes time and resources, and is completely unnecessary. The cuts will put the physical and psychological welfare of service users and staff in danger, and are being implemented on the pretext of efficiency savings." Yet Peabody reported a surplus of £149 million in 2019, and the cuts are designed to save just £1 million. The savings, however, will not be used to reduce rents or service charges, or increase frontline staff pay. SHAC and the Unite the Union Housing Workers branch are already planning their next joint action, so check their sites, housingworkers.org.uk and shaction.org, for regular updates.